Shalom Aleichem, we continue in Simen Chaf Hei, the laws of Tefillin. We'll start at Sif Ches. Kol ha-mitzvus mivarech aleihem over la'asiyason. All mitzvahs we recite in the bracha immediately before doing the mitzvah. Lefikach, therefore, tzorech levarech ala tefila shal yad achar hanocha ala kiboris, kodem kishirasam. The bracha should be recited after the tefillin are in place and ready to be tightened. And this is true by all mitzvahs. We don't just recite the bracha and then start getting ready to do it. We get ready to do it, we're ready to do it, and then we put it on. A mezuzah, for example, it should be in position, it should be ready to be done. The exceptions. So we have notably the exception of Netilas Yadayim that's recited after the washing, before drying the hands, and by Netilas Yadayim for bread, for eating the meal. And we have the bracha that's recited by going to mikvah is after a person immerses. But otherwise, in general, the bracha is always recited over la'asiyason immediately before doing the mitzvah. Siftes. Osur lahafsik bedibur bein tefila shel yad l'tefila shel rosh. A person is not allowed to interrupt with speech between putting on the arm and putting on the head. Tefillin. Vim hifsik. And if he did, then according to the Mechaber, the lehaniach on the arm will not work for the head, and therefore the Mechaber in that case introduces a bracha on the head tefillin, al mitzvahs tefillin. Hagah, the Ramah says, as we explained the position of the Ramah, as is the position of Ashkenazim, we recite two brachas either way. Tzorech lachzor ulevorech al shorosh lehaniach vegam al mitzvas. Then indeed, if there was a hefsek and the bracha of lehaniach can no longer apply to the head tefillin, we would recite lehaniach again and the bracha of al mitzvas. The understanding is that Chazal actually were mesaking two brachas on the shorosh, but normally the lehaniach of the shel yad works for the shorosh. If it doesn't, there are actually two brachas that would be recited. Sif Yud. Imsoch l'tzorech tefillin. If a person talked for the purpose of tefillin, eino chozer u'mevarech, then you don't recite a new bracha. According to the Mechaber, the bracha of al-mitzvahs, because lahaniach is no longer applicable, according to the Ramah, to recite the lahaniach in addition to al-mitzvahs. You don't lose your bracha on the shel yad if the speech was for the purposes of tefillin. I remember in the early weeks of me putting on tefillin as a bar mitzvah boy, I actually had trouble getting the wines, seven wines on my arm. My arm just wasn't big enough to get the seven, and I wasn't adept enough at knowing how to start and how to control it. On one occasion, I had to ask someone for assistance. That kind of soch, that kind of talking is totally on topic and does not cause you to lose the bracha of lahaniach. And now, the million-dollar question. When you have a law that's a law and a priority, and then you have another law, which is also a law and a priority, how do you choose? Here's the case. You're not allowed to talk between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. What happens in Shema Kaddish or Kedusha bein Tefillin Shel Yad la Tefillin Shel Rosh? A person hears Kaddish or Kedusha while he's putting on tefillin, after he made the first bracha, while he's in the middle of the wines and putting on the shel rosh. what's he supposed to do? We know that you're supposed to respond. Kaddish and Kedusha are so important. And this is actually a fairly common question, because there is a Kaddish starting off between Karbanos and Psuke de Zimra. There's one Kaddish, possibly two. And there in the beginning of davening, if a person's still putting on tefillin, he's going to have this question. What do you do? So the Mechaber rules explicitly, Lo yafsik la'anos imohem. Do not interrupt to respond. Elashosek, be quiet. Because you're in middle of a mitzvah where the bracha has to extend itself to the next part of the mitzvah. So you're between a bracha and a mitzvah. We don't interrupt between a bracha and a mitzvah. Shosek, he should be quiet. Vishomeya umechaven lemasha omrim, but it's not as bad as it sounds, because the person will listen to what is being said. And the result, as the Mishneh Berurah describes it, hashasika ka'aniya, if a person's silent but he's paying attention, it's as if he responded amen. It's as if he responded with them. Le'inyan lotzeis l'dechova, you could fulfill your obligation. Avalosha yichoshev ka'afsoka, but it's not considered an interruption. And therefore, stopping, listening, paying attention, but not actually talking, is the way to go over here. And it's considered as if he responded. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Lamed Vav actually does entertain what would happen if he did interrupt. In Posak va'ona amen yeheshmei rabba o kedusha o borchu, if one of the big responses that we have during davening, he responded, even though we told him not to. Or he answered amen to any bracha. Choser umevarech, it would be considered an interruption, and he would recite the brachas appropriately as pertains to the case of interruption, which would mean two brachas on the Shel Rosh. The Mishneh Berurah in Lamed Ches points out, we're trying to limit the interruption between the bracha of the Shel Yad and when we're finally able to put on the Shel Rosh. We try to minimize that interruption as much as possible. So you made the bracha on the Shel Yad, you have to affix the Shel Yad. But once the Shel Yad is affixed, we want to go directly to the Shel Rosh. How much has to be done for the Shel Yad to be affixed? So the minig is lichro chashiva krichos saviv zuro'o techila, to do the seven winds around the arm first. Avalo hagimol krichos sha'al ho'etzba, but we don't do the extra winds around the fingers that we wait, because that can be done after the Shel Rosh is in place and the brachas, the basic mitzvah has been fulfilled. Now, it is necessary for some winds to be done and the strap to come to rest somewhere so that the Shel Yad should be considered affixed. If a person just pushes it in place and does a few twirls but doesn't affix it in some way, the Shel Yad is not really being worn yet. So we do go ahead and do the seven and bring the strap to rest in the grasp of the hand. There are those that say that it should be tucked in so that even without your holding it in place, it's affixed, it's in place on its own. It's there. And that should be done. Mishneh Berurah writes that if a person realizes that Kaddish is starting and he wants to know what can he do to expedite, to try to be able to answer in a normal fashion, that he should be finished the Shel Rosh in time, so he can do less winds on the arm if he's trying to move very quickly. But either way, some winds have to be done, and it has to come to rest in the grasp of the hand or tucked in over there so that the shalyad is indeed affixed. Otherwise, the bracha wasn't on the shalyad. It didn't actually happen. We'll stop there. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.